Welcome, immortal beloveds, to the Donna Cosmic Podcast, where we discuss what it means to live multidimensional with authenticity. Let's go. Welcome back. Today I'm peeling back the layers of a word that makes people either cringe and run away or seek refuge in its liberating quality. Those of my listeners who know what I'm about to discuss will appreciate this podcast. Here's a Jeopardy moment. The word is accountability. All right, let's get into it. There's a subtle gift that's not being recognized in this Age of Aquarius, also dubbed the Collective Heart Awakening, maybe more. I've been told and shown in my soul, this is the time of the Great Revealing, better known as the dreaded apocalypse. But the word apocalypse only means to reveal the hidden. So what's so dreaded? All that was formerly veiled is now being exposed, the good, the bad, the ugly, all of it. For man, the Great Revealing means he can't hide anymore, and not from himself. At the same time, this is the time of the Grand Rising. The Source, God, the All That Is, alive and well within man's vessels, is amplifying frequencies of its only begotten sons, and doesn't distinguish between either crazy or wonderful. All frequencies are to be amplified. On top of that, truth says, the more we give our divine energy to a thing, the more of that energy we will get. It's a have and a have more thing. It's divine law. Now that I provided that context, good people, you can see how, at the end of the day, this is the golden age, bearing the subtle gift of accountability. Some will rise to this and some will not, but it's better to rise to it than to run from it. It's better to be rising consciousness than to run from yourself. Okay, so outwardly things may look psychotic, but in the mix are also the external moving pictures stemming from the grand rising happening inwardly for man. Old worn-out veils are dropping from many eyes at a rapid rate, and many souls are shedding old skins. Those beautiful moving pictures are also staged in the consciousness play. As consciousness continues to rise, and as more of us interact with tech, we've created and are creating a plethora of collective visual simulation. And right now, we've got front row seats. Keep in mind moving forward, no matter how scary the world stage may look, lovely is here too. And above that, you are an immortal being. As such, man is multidimensional being vibrating multidimensionally. Relevant to today's topic of accountability, one particular vibration or state of mind that operates simultaneously with accountability at varying degrees is victim consciousness. And why is this relevant? Well, victim consciousness results directly from the lack of accountability. The lack of accountability produces victim consciousness. Spirit told me to use this upcoming example to make the point. Each time the beautiful Earth realm is spoken in terms of a prison planet, or is referred to as a trap, or a place where man is a victim, because man is a magnificent co-creator, that talk continues to create the perfect conditions for man to be a victim. Flat out. I myself mistakenly felt that prisoner vibe for a moment until I realized what I was actually doing, which was asking for more of the same. All is subject to divine law. That vibration has since dissolved here. Thankfully, it's done. Victim consciousness to any degree renders a soul absolutely powerless. When we recognize whether we're functioning from a victim state of mind or frequency, we empower ourselves. From my position, when I hear those types of conversations, I hear accountability being left out of the equation. And this I've come to conclude is causing man's further downfall. There's no condemnation here, or opportunity for you to judge yourself if you speak or spoke like this about anything at any moment, not at all. Because it works both ways. Man can also use his divine power to rise continually up. Let's keep going. This gets interestingly better. What I mean by causing man's downfall is this. Before anything, a train of speak is first an unspoken train of thought. Say that three times fast. Each individual, like it or not, is contributing to what we see playing out on the externalized world, both subconscious and conscious, collective thoughts, emotions, and imagination. That's why we witness such a variety of people, places, and things across the earth stage, especially now. This is the time when all somatic matter must be purged. I wrote this very fact during 2011, that this is what time it was. When I was getting downloads and confirmations to those downloads like crazy, during 2011, I spilled all of that information, all that tea, into my book Dream Spell. And based on the spiritual prompts I'm getting now, the tea in that book needs to be reiterated out loud. If you haven't read Dream Spell yet and you're looking for someone to be completely straight with you and tell you just about every single reason why it's crucial that you unplug your frequency completely from the system, consider reading that book. Dream Spell will most likely confirm for you the energetic hits or DNA downloads you're already getting about what the entire system is really about. Keep in mind though, always, always, always feel into whatever you see, hear, and feel, and do your own self-investigation. Now, let's talk delicious alchemy. Take this message not as a lecture, please, but rather a call for love. You loving you enough to own what needs to be owned and release what needs to be released. This is your divine power. From subtle energy within your own states of consciousness, you are generating external visual simulations. Each one of us is contributing. It just comes down to, are tapes running you, or are you running the tapes? Our so-called inner world is the way out, period. This is exactly why it's necessary to make our own individual soul work the priority, embracing and releasing personal stories, names, identities, belief systems, and the false narratives fed to all of us, basically all that is not you, so that you vibe your true, divine, gorgeous essence out onto the earth stage. Each of us has so much untapped beauty just waiting to be released beyond imagination. Accountability isn't going to be for everyone. Some have major things to own up to and clean up. And that's really a loss for those ones, because without accountability, they'll remain a victim, a villain, or a perpetual martyr, and their divine gorgeous nature will stay hidden. Accountability sets us free from all of that nonsense. I know this because I know absolutely what it has done for me. The thought of owning up to our stuff may seem intimidating or scary, but it's just a thought and a feeling. Letting the feeling of fear stop us from being accountable makes one a coward. It's the truth. Avoidance is fear. And not only does avoiding self-accountability make our individual experiences tougher than necessary, it also makes it tough to own our individual contributions to the collective external stage of simulating moving pictures. So even though accountability is an avenue for freedom and an opportunity to change the Earth movie set, I've noticed that accountability is something a lot of people avoid entirely. But knowing our divine self has all power over thought and feeling changes the entire game. Someone had lightheartedly said to me recently after I shared that truth with them, "So you're saying it's our fault?" And with love in my heart, I answered, "Yes, it absolutely is." And to all my listeners now, I say it with love to you. Each of us is endowed with creative ability, creative power. Each one of us has the power to co-create. It's happening by default all of the time. It's okay to accept and own your contribution. This is our divine inheritance and the exquisite art of alchemy, the magical alchemical laws that function in tandem with our multidimensional essence on this dimensional plane of wonder and beauty. Take this final note with you. There is nowhere to go but in. Avoiding accountability is avoiding oneself. Out-picturing resulting from the in-picturing of each and every avatar is a continual wave in a flowing consciousness ocean. The more polluted an individual avatar is, the more polluted the ocean. The clearer an individual avatar is, the clearer the ocean. You just have to decide what you'd like to contribute. If each and every one or doing their own soul work, it would completely change the entire world we see and experience. The power is in the owning. Accountability, beloveds. Much love.
Man is an immortal being intended to express the light
full frequency. And the highest vibration man can live is being the authentic self. This concludes my Donna Cosmic podcast for today. Thank you for supporting Conscious Media. Watch for your questions answered and more enriching content in upcoming episodes. Find my pattern and spell breaking books at lulu.com. I help free people from mental prisons. Leave here today with this truth. Break program, live authentic, because the alternative is an option for failure. If not now, when? See you at the next episode. Love, good health, and prosperity.